This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro. We're only 2 days away from the 4th of July, but here's something that won't leave you bloated like barbecue and beer. It's the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
So any 4th of July plans?
Well, there are fireworks in the Hudson River near me, so I'll be going there. How about you? That's your day off?
It is indeed my day off. I don't like fireworks because I spent too many years in war zones. So the 4th of July is always a time where I drink a lot of beer and eat a lot of barbecue. But yeah, the fireworks aren't my favorite part.
Gotcha.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from a Croatian puzzle maker named Kruno Matic. I said, take the name Kim Kardashian, rearrange the letters to get the last name of a famous actress, along with a famous one-named singer. Who are these people? And the answer is Kidman, as in Nicole Kidman, and the other letters make Shakira. It was a fantastic anagram.
It really was, and those are three great, interesting ladies. This week, we got more than 1,300 responses, and our randomly selected winner is Karen Marshall of Shoreline, Washington. Congratulations, Karen.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Yeah. What's Shoreline like?
Shoreline is a beautiful community north of Seattle, and I actually live in the Richmond Beach section. So we're about a 10-minute walk to the Sound, so it's very pretty.
I was about to say, with a name like Shoreline, it's got to be near the water.
It is.
What do you do there?
I'm a legal assistant at Lasher, Hozapple, Sperry, and Eberson in downtown Seattle, and they are a proud sponsor of our local NPR station, KUOW.
Wonderful. I have to mention this. We hear your daughter's gotten a shout-out of sorts in a previous edition of The Puzzle. Tell us about that.
Yes. In the Denver Con for the National Puzzlers League back in 2008, my son-in-law proposed to my daughter after the business meeting. And Will talked about it with Luann Hansen on that Sunday morning on July 20th. It was pretty exciting.
Will, do you remember that proposal?
Oh, that was a classic moment in the National Puzzlers League convention. It was after the business meeting, and the puzzler proposed to his girlfriend, complete surprise, and I'll never forget that.
There you go. Aw. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Karen, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, think of a word that can follow mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. And the first two letters of my word must be the first and last letters of yours. For example, if I said freedom, you would say fighter, because freedom fighter is a phrase. And the first two letters of freedom, FR, are the first and last letters of fighter.
Okay.
We're going to start with three-letter answers, three-letter words, and your first one is electric. What word follows electric in three letters? It starts with E and ends in L.
Electric eel? No.
Electric eel, is it?
Right.
E blank L is right.
Okay.
Now we're at four-letter answers, and your first one is glamour.
Glamour girl.
Glamour girl is it. Relay.
Relay race.
That's it. Prickly.
Prickly pear.
Uh-huh. Here's your next one. Test. T-E-S-T. And your hint for this one is a laboratory.
Test tube.
That's it. All right. Okay. Now five-letter answers. And your first one of these is stick.
Stick.
And for this, think of a car.
Stick shift.
That's it. Frequent.
Flyer.
Uh-huh. Mass. M-A-S-S.
Media.
That's it. Stuffed.
I know a lot of these, yeah.
Stuffed shirt is it. Good. Now we have some six-letter answers. Candid.
Camera.
That's it. Draft.
Dodger.
Draft Dodger is it. Merchant.
Marine.
That's it. Bronco.
Bronco Buster.
Bronco Buster. Good. And here's your last one. It's an eight-letter word. And your clue is peer. P-E-E-R.
Pressure.
Peer pressure. Nice job.
Yeah, you were amazing.
Thank you.
Very well done. It clearly runs in the family.
Thank you so much.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Karen, what member station do you listen to?
KUOW.
Karen Marshall of Shoreline, Washington, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, Lulu. Goodbye, Will.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Tyler Lipscomb of Athens, Georgia. Think of a common girl's name. Write it in all capital letters. Rotate one of these letters 90 degrees and another of the letters 180 degrees, and the result will name a make of car. What is it? So again, a common girl's name, write it in all capital letters, rotate one of the letters 90 degrees and another of them 180 degrees, and the result will name a make of car. What make is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.